Well, we sure hope you had a great Thanksgiving. Time to spend some time with family and friends and maybe even elongate that and have a little extra time over the weekend. Well, I don't know what your Christmas shopping plans are for the next several days or several weeks, as the case may be, but now that we're past Thanksgiving, we're into the Christmas season now as everybody gets ready to make their plans for the big holiday, hopefully to be spent again with family and friends. A lot of folks will go out shopping this weekend to try to get some of that early Christmas shopping done if they haven't already completed some of that. And one of the things that the U.S. Small Business Administration asks is that folks respect the small businesses across the country. This Saturday is recognized as Small Business Saturday. Now, today, a lot of folks often refer to it as Black Friday. It's a day when everybody tries to get the early jump start on Christmas shopping. It's really more of a retail event that hopefully gets a lot of these stores into the black for the first time for the course of the year here as they plan for the tail end of the regular year. Now, Small Business Saturday, this Saturday, is an effort by the Small Business Administration and others to try to recognize the fact that a lot of small businesses help to drive the economy. In fact, they're a major driver of the economy here in the country. So they ask that folks represent the small businesses this Saturday by doing their shopping with small local shops, locally owned stores, and we have plenty of those here in the rural parts of Iowa. Now, how big is small? Small business is very important. A small business is defined as, according to the Office of Advocacy, as an independent business having fewer than 500 employees. The definition of small business sometimes varies by industry, but that's kind of a general definition. But how big, how important are small businesses to the United States economy? Well, they're pretty important because the small businesses represent 99.7% of all employer firms. They employ half of all private sector employees. They pay about 44% of the total U.S. private payroll. They generated 65% of the net new jobs over the past 17 years. They create more than half of the non-farm private GDP. They hire 43% of the high-tech workers. Those would be scientists, engineers, computer programmers, folks like that. Are 52% home-based and 2% franchises. And small businesses also make up 97.5% of all identified exporters, and they produce 31% of export value in fiscal year 2008. And they produce 13 times more patents per employee than large patenting firms. Says something there, too. Also, the Small Business Administration reminds us that in 2009, there were 27.5 million businesses in the United States. That's according to the Office of Advocacy. And that shows that there are an awful lot of those around here. And what is the small firm share of employment? Well, small businesses employ about half of U.S. workers, as we've already mentioned. Of 120.6 million non-farm private sector workers in 2007, small firms employed 59.9 million and large firms employed 60.7 million. About half of small firm employment is in second stage companies. Those are those that have between 10 and 99 employees, so they're the very small companies. And half are in firms that are 15 years or older. The small firm share of employment in rural areas is slightly higher than in the urban areas. Their share of part-time workers is similar to the large firm share at around 22%. And the small firm's employment share remains pretty steady, since some smaller firms grow into larger firms over time, too. Now, as far as the net new jobs, we talked about how small firms account for about 65%, or 9.8 million of the 15 million net new jobs that were created between 1993 and 2009. Much of that job growth is from fast-growing, high-impact firms, which represent about 5 to 6% of all firms, and on average are around 25 years old. Survival rate for new small businesses, 7 out of 10 new employer firms survive at least 2 years, half at least 5 years, and a third of them at least 10 years, and a quarter of them stay in business 15 years or more, in some cases more viable than some of the larger businesses in the country. Now, Small Business Saturday, this Saturday, November 24th, you might be asking yourself, well, what's the point? Why buy locally owned? Well, there are some good reasons, and I can share some with you here. You know, there are very many well-documented benefits to local communities and to each of us individually as well when we choose to shop locally with our independently owned businesses. Now, it is always possible, it's not always possible necessarily to buy locally. I realize there are some things that you just can't get in a small store in a small town, and we understand that. But it does benefit you in the long run to think locally first. Now, there are 10 reasons I can think of right off the top of my head why you should think local. First of all is to buy local. Number one is to buy local. Support yourself, because you're supporting yourself when you buy local. Several studies have shown that when you buy from an independent, locally owned business rather than a nationally owned business, significantly more of your money is used to make purchases from other local businesses, service providers, and farms. So it continues to strengthen the economic base of your local community. Basically, the money keeps turning over. One of the other reasons is to support community groups. A lot of nonprofit organizations receive an average 250% more support from smaller business owners than they do from large businesses. Just because you run a small business doesn't mean you think small when it comes to your civic mindedness. A third reason to shop local would be to keep our community unique. Now, it doesn't matter where you live, but where you shop, where you eat, and have fun, all of that makes the community that you live in a home. One-of-a-kind businesses are a big part of the distinct character of that place you call home. Tourism businesses also benefit. When people go on vacation, a lot of times they seek out destinations that offer them a sense of being someplace, not just going anyplace. Also, reduce environmental impact. Well, for folks, for some folks, that's an important issue. Well, locally owned businesses can make more local purchases, and that requires less transportation. And generally, they set up shop in town or city centers as opposed to developing out on the fringe. And this generally means contributing less to the sprawl and congestion and the habitat loss and pollution that can come with some of the major metropolitan areas which continue to expand. A fifth reason to think local is to create more good jobs. We already kind of mentioned to you how many jobs are created by small businesses. In fact, small businesses are the biggest job creators in the country. Small local businesses are the largest employer nationally, which makes them also the largest employers in our community. They provide most of the jobs to local residents in a lot of small towns. Maybe individually they don't produce a lot, but when you lump them all together, they produce an awful lot, and they're very important to the communities. A sixth reason to think local is to get better service. Local businesses often hire people with a better understanding of the products that they're selling, and they'll take more time to get to know their customers as well. You know what it's like when you have to call with a problem or complaint to a large firm. You get caught in that web of telephone game. Seven is to invest in your community. Local businesses are owned by local people. We live right here in the community. We're less likely to leave, and we're more invested in the community's future. So it's another good reason to shop locally, because you're shopping with someone else who, like you, cares about the community. An eighth reason would be to put your taxes to good use. I know, taxes, taxes, but, you know, taxes are a necessary evil, and if we're going to have them, we might as well put them to good use. Local businesses in town often require comparatively little infrastructure investment, and they make more efficient use of the public services as compared to nationally owned stores that come into a community. Also, number nine is to buy what you want instead of what someone wants you to buy. You understand how marketing works? A marketplace of tens of thousands of small businesses is the best way to ensure innovation and low prices over the long term. If you have a multitude of small businesses, each selecting products based on, you know, not a national sales plan, but on their own interests and the needs of their local customers, then that guarantees a much broader range of product choices. And another way to do that to encourage local is to encourage local prosperity. A growing body of economic research shows that in an increasingly homogenized world, entrepreneurs and skilled workers are more likely to invest and settle in communities that preserve their one-of-a-kind businesses and their distinct character. So think about some of those points as you get ready to get that Christmas shopping list attacked this weekend. If you're going to be out on Saturday doing a little bit of shopping instead of hopping in the car and spending all that gas money to head off to the big cities to support some of those big firms that really don't even know if you're spending money with them, except they see the dollars at the end of the day, maybe you want to stop in and support some of those small local businesses that can provide you with unique individualized service, and they actually read not just the dollar number on the check, but they read the name of the person who wrote it as well, and they appreciate those folks who come back over and over again. Hope you have a great weekend, and hope you enjoy and get a chance to take advantage of Small Business Saturday coming up tomorrow.